Hey listeners, I hope you all had an amazing Thanksgiving and spent it with your loved ones. Or if you're like me, you took advantage that everyone else had plans, ordered takeout, stayed in bed, and binge-watched movies all day long. I swear my vision got like 100 times worse, but totally worth it because I feel refreshed. Anyway, I'm so glad you guys are back to listen to my second episode. Each time I record, I learn something new, and it's really fun and exciting. So welcome back. And for those of you who are listening for the first time, welcome to Unearthed by Sandra. I am Sandra Larguespada, the host, editor, and producer of this podcast. I am a food industry professional, a food science and technology graduate, and an ardent animal lover who will forever work to improve the lives of animals and educate the public about food. In each episode, I will share blogs and resources from some of the most amazing plant-based food and conscious lifestyle writers from around the world. I'll also be interviewing people and professionals with powerful stories that will inspire you and educate you about the food system. Today's audio blog is called 3 Things Vegan Food Grads Should Avoid When Entering the Food Industry, written by food science freelance writer and product developer Katie Jones, and published on foodgrads.com. I thought landing a job at a vegan food company would mean my dietary choices would be celebrated and supported. I ended up learning the ins and outs of vegan product development from my coworker, Ken DeCity. He was such a great mentor, and I was lucky to work with him when I landed in R&D. I was happy to reconnect with him for a recent interview. I was reminded of the first time we had a team celebration for creating some excellent vegan products that were crushing the market. In the food biz, R&D peeps work a ton and travel regularly. We were looking forward to a high five and a pat on the back kind of celebration. It turns out we were all going to a steakhouse. Fellow plant-based connoisseur, don't think this won't happen to you. Meetings, trade shows, sales dinners, celebrations, or whatever will occur at a steakhouse if you work in the food industry. Don't worry, I got your back. Here's what you don't do. Don't complain. Bring carrot sticks in your bag, call out sick, or suggest a raw vegan restaurant with 4 stars on Yelp. Like I mentioned before, I had a great mentor, and Ken said not to worry. Navigating company functions that place meat in the center is an essential skill. Here's what you do. Celebrate the accomplishments by going to that steakhouse. You have earned a night out and some high fives. Order every vegetable side dish on the menu. Sit next to your fellow plant-based comrades. And share your awesome veggie tapas that are now consuming most of the table with your meat-headed coworkers. Admittedly, I had an easier time than Ken since I was vegetarian, but I understood the challenges and admired his ability to stand his ground and remain true to his beliefs. Thank you, Ken. 3 things vegan food grads should avoid when entering the food industry. Congratulations, you have earned your degree in food science. You want to make a difference in the vegan niche of the food industry, but you don't know where to start. Let me introduce you to Ken Vicitti, senior food technologist for Earth Island Follow Your Heart. The company, best known for its product Veginaze, has pioneered the vegan packaged food movement. Ken has an impressive career portfolio of vegan food products that he says are a team effort. Non-dairy ice cream bars, non-dairy yogurts, non-dairy kefir, and non-dairy cheeses, for example. The vegan packaged food market is a $2 billion industry. For some food science grads, this could be your dream job in the food industry. With the growth in ethical eating options and plant-based packaged foods, the industry is evolving. Or is it? Before you set your sights on the vegan niche as a food science grad, let's take some time to ask Ken's advice. It might surprise you. Ken wrote in an email, "In retrospect, I've found that the food industry is arguably the worst industry to go into for a vegan. Being vegan and wanting to have employment that's congruent with that philosophy makes the food industry about the toughest to find a job. 3 tips for finding the best food science job. Finding a position in the food industry that aligns with the belief in the ethical treatment of animals is a challenge. Through trial and error, Ken has a job with a company that produces vegan packaged goods, runs on solar, and has leaders who share his passion for the politics of being a vegan. Let's take a look at what it took for Ken to find a food science job that rocks. Number 1, don't buy a house. Location independence is vital when you begin your job search in the food industry. When Ken graduated with a master's degree in food science, he quickly realized his idyllic home in Maine did not offer any job opportunities. He was sending out dozens of resumes to every vegetarian and vegan company he could find. The response rate was so discouraging that he celebrated when he got a negative response from a company. Eventually, he moved to Chicago to increase his job opportunities in the food industry. He found work through a temp agency, which gave him the needed work experience on his resume and opened doors to jobs across the country. Number 2, don't stick around in a job that contributes to making meat tasty. Bakeries, juice companies, and cereal companies are options for vegan food grads. The products are naturally vegan. Ken suggested looking at companies already producing products that are vegan, though they might not be a vegan company. One of his first permanent jobs was eye-opening. He landed a position at a flavor company. He enjoyed the job and knew the pay would increase as his skills grew. An ethical issue came up for the vegan food technologist while working at the flavor company. Ken soon found himself in a job that created products that contribute to animals as food. Creating a flavor that enhanced the taste of meat would increase sales of meat. Not acceptable. When your ethics are questioned, it is time to update your resume. Number 3, don't be fooled by marketing or clever branding. Interview the interviewer. Remember how we talked about the vegan market value of $2 billion? Many food companies are popping up that are grabbing a piece of the vegan market. Ken asked the question, is the company just selling vegan products to make money, or do they have an underlying mission to decrease animal consumption? Do your research and ask questions. Is the company vegan or just making vegan products? The food industry is an exciting place for recent grads. Be mobile and ready to move. Find a company that fits with your philosophies and use your new food science degree to change the world. Remember, it might take some time to land your dream job, but we need you out there. If you enjoyed today's audio and would like to read more of Katie Jones' work, her website is k80jones.com, or you can find more information on the description section of this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Let me know your thoughts, what you learned, or what plant-based topics you want to hear. Send me a tweet at @unearthedbysandra, a message through LinkedIn or Instagram. And tune in next Sunday for more plant-based goodness. Adios!